Blog Talk Radio.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind. Every dream that reaches out, that reaches out to find the love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. Every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love. From the mountains to the valleys, from the river to the sea, every hand that reaches out, every hand
everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com.
All right, everyone. Welcome to Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell. Today we have Lori Heroes. She is a very, very good angel practitioner, and I'm very delighted to have you. I hope all of you had a very happy Mother's Day and wish your mom happy Mother's Day this Mother's Day, whether it was spiritually wishing mom happy Mother's Day or just, you know, simply setting the intention of, you know, honoring all the mothers, including Mother Earth out there. So Lori is a very cool angel communicator, medium, animal intuitive, and more. She was born with an ability of an intuitive, and she's also an empath. She has abilities so strongly to connect with spiritual realms, and she's also been in TV, and she's also done producing, and she's a video editor as well. She's been doing a lot of different things, including getting certified in Charles Virtue's Angel Practitioner Certification. She does a lot of pet therapy. She holds a Bachelor of Science, and she's had many miraculous things happen to her, and I played that song Testified a lot because I feel so lucky to have this wonderful lady with me today because she's just a joy. She's like a sister, and I just feel so connected to her. So what I'm going to do is give you the call-in number. It's 347-237-5339, and you can hit 1 to connect and ask us a question. And I'm going to bring Lori live now and let her tell you a little bit about herself and how you can get a hold of her for, you know, readings and other things that she does as well. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? It's wonderful to have you here.
It's great to be back again. I just love the energy of your program and, you know, all of your listeners. You can just feel their, I don't know, they're divine, light worker, love and peace and unity. It's just really cool. And it's really always a pleasure to be here. It really is. And I get really excited. And I know we talked last night and we could talk for hours. It's just like you said, we're just kindred sisters, you know, soul sisters. So it's really a pleasure to be here again. And,
you're just a miracle standing, you know, walking and talking. And, you know, we really have been through quite a lot together, I think, even though, you know, people go, well, wow, how is that? You know, I think that we find our spiritual circles and our practitioners that, you know, we just love so much that we connect with. And you happen to be, you know, one of those people that I just really highly connect with and, you know, love. And I know that you had some interesting things that have happened. So if you want to tell everybody a little bit about how to get a hold of you and maybe, you know, a little bit more about you, that would be wonderful. I'm sure they would love to hear it.
Okay, sure. Hello, everybody. It's great to be here. I am going right now through what I call a healing transformation. A lot of health, you know, I guess you could say issues. And, of course, all disease and illness is an illusion. So this is really something that I'm going through for self-growth and development and to help me to be of service by learning and growing. So I don't look at it as, oh, my God, I'm in so much pain and I have to have surgery and this and that. I look at it as a good thing, part of my stepping stones, you know, to move forward and upward to be of service better. Let's see. I am an angel therapy practitioner by Dorian Virtue and also a certified angel practitioner by Charles Virtue and a certified medium by Charles Virtue and Tina Marie Daly. Or Bertoli now, she changed her name, that's right. Sorry about that, Tina. And
she did, that happens. You know, we get married, yeah. We change our names, things happen, yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and see, I'm going through a divorce now, but what I did was I always kept my maiden name, and it was just because I always felt that it was part of me, you know, so I don't have to worry about changing the name. But a lot of things are happening. I'm going through a healing transformation, as you know. So I would love to give out my contact information. However, I just want to do the upfront and be honest that with what I'm going through right now, I'm unable to go on to the computer. And my right side is very weak and it has spasms. And I'm unable to even hold the mouse. And I kind of laugh, and the fairies and the elementals join me, because when I try to, you know, control the mouse, I spasm and the mouse goes flying across the room. Then all kinds of menus and folders open up on the screen, and I delete things, and it's just the chaos, you know. And so the leprechauns have fun with that. So anyhow, and the doctors did advise me just to stop doing that, because it just, you know, it puts my body into pain, and then it's not, you know. So when I do completely heal, which I have complete faith, confidence, and know that I will heal, because we are all actually in control of our own healing. And I mean, I remember when I was little, I had scarlet fever, I had pneumonia a couple times, I had the croup, and I healed from that. And I realized, oh, wait a minute, I healed myself from that. So if I can do that, I can heal myself from whatever's going on now, which we all have that ability. And we just have to just say to the universe and to God and our spiritual support team, we want it, we desire it, we deserve it. And I'll tell you right now, they thought I had multiple sclerosis last year, and I had several brain lesions, and they were pretty big. And as I was telling you the other night, Amanda, I completely, with all of my heart, said there's no way that I have this. I just felt that I just didn't have multiple sclerosis. And sure enough, when they did a brain MRI 2 weeks ago, there's hardly any more brain lesions. They're very tiny, very scattered. And it's just a part of an example of how you can manifest and heal yourself. I healed myself from a heart murmur. I had a heart murmur from birth till the age 16. So I know what I'm going through now, that I can do it. It's just, you know, there's challenges. There's the good days, bad days, but just remember calling upon your angels and whoever may be your spiritual support team, whether it's God, Allah, Mother Gaia, whoever is your divine source. Just call upon your divine source, your angels. I'm constantly calling upon Lord Ganesha, because every part of my life is almost a new beginning, from healing to finances to divorce, to getting my own place, getting a little condo. It's so cute. I'm so excited. But so things are changing and new beginnings. And these obstacles where I thought I could never, ever get through it. Guess what? You find this inner strength, and we all have it. And I remember just praying the other day to Lord Ganesha saying, gosh, where did I get this strength? And I was crying. Where did I get this courage? Said, you always had it inside of you, you know? And and it's just starting over. And so now what's happening is, you know, like I said, with my right side, I'm unable to write or eat or do anything with my dominant side. And then my right foot decided it wants to drag, which is called drop foot. So it's something neurological. Anyhow, I have an orthotic shoe that is on my foot. It's really just attractive. It goes all the way up to the knee. It looks like a ski injury kind of boot. And it programs my foot and my brain to lift up. And when I don't wear it, my socks and shoes just slide off my feet. They just drag across the ground. So I use my humor. I have to. I mean, that's the way to...
laughter is the best medicine. And when you were talking about how you had an issue with a laptop, you know, I have to laugh at all the readers and psychics and healers who try to use it and their laptop breaks or their their headset breaks or their, you know, I mean, I can name numerous things that have happened to, you know, different people with, you know, equipment to keep in touch with, you know, the world that, you know, breaks or something happens or, you know, it's messed up. And, you know, a lot of the elementals, I think, will joke with you and say, well, you know, we don't want you messing with electronics because then you're not elemental and you're not outside and you're not doing, you know, the things outside. You know, one of the things that I think we do get away from is, you know, being in nature and being in, you know, the society of the trees or the fairies or, you know, the dogs. I mean, I tell people all the time it was a good thing at one time that I had a dog because what he would do is he would see me work so hard and then he'd say, okay, I'm going to go get my leash and I'm going to sit here and look at her with my leash in my mouth and tell her that I need to go for a walk and then I will force her away from, you know, the electronics.
Oh, definitely. And I'll tell you right now, there's many times when, you know, the leprechauns and the elementals will just totally tickle my legs and do things because they know that I should not be at the computer, especially with what I'm going through right now, because it hurts my body and I can't do it. And it's just, you know, they remind me, even my cat, Chakra and Rocky, both my cats come in and scream and meow because they know that I need to, when I try to, you know, to see if I can, you know, operate it again. And it's not time. And everything is, you know, in divine timing, you know, in divine time, and nothing's a coincidence. I mean, everything, you know, is meant to be. It's not a coincidence. And so I've been learning so much that I'm so eager. I'm so excited to get back to Facebook sometime. Like I said, I do have to have major surgery. Probably within the month on my cervical spine, my C4 is kind of, I joke and I say it took a break. It's, I don't know what it's doing. It needs to be woken up and made healthy. So I need to have that surgery. And I think that will help a lot of my right side become stronger again and start to heal. And, of course, physical occupational therapy, all that good stuff. But I'm telling you right now, you have to laugh at this. I'm wearing an orthotic shoe, and I'm using a walker. And I said, don't these come in leopard print or some cool, funky color, you know, because, you know, I'm using a shower seat to take a shower. At times, I had to cut my clothes off because I was too weak to take them off. So you have to use humor with all this kind of stuff. I mean, so I laugh, and then it makes me feel better, you know, and it makes me realize that all is well. It really is. And I try to come from the point of, what I'm gaining, you gain a lot from pain. You really do. And you gain your strength, courage, and you realize just what you're made of and all the lessons learned and just all the different ascended masters coming through and just connecting with me and the archangels and just different visitors every day and just learning something new that will only make me to be better of service when I do return back to Facebook and back to Angels Exist.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I know that when we had talked a while back when you were going through some of the things that you went through, you know, you've always been a very spot-on, you know, angel practitioner, and you've always been, you know, very good with the work that you do. I can remember talking with you, and, you know, some pretty powerful things were going on when we were talking, you know, even with you and when I saw, you know, where you were going and how things were coming into place. What was it like for you when you first went through the experience? You just had your angel training and you were doing really well, and then things got a little odd for you and it didn't feel good for you. Were there any guides or angels there when you had that?
Yeah.
You know, when you had when things happened, and what did they say to you? What was that experience like for you?
Oh, gosh. The first thing was I dropped to my knees and cried because I thought, oh, no, I'm doing, you know, creating my Facebook page, Angels Exist. I'm being part of the online Lightworkers Oasis doing webinars. I was, you know, just being of service and just totally enjoying it and loving it. And then suddenly, you know, I can't even operate the computer. I can't think straight. I can't. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, just when I thought, you know, things are my divine life purpose is coming to fruition and things are all as well, this happens. And different things along the line, which I'm going to eventually, when I come back, put it on Facebook, of course, and share it with everybody. But, gosh, the first thing was Babaji. He came through and, you know, just kept smiling. He took it to the point where now during painful tests or anything like that, excuse me, he'll show up and just come in and smile and smile. And you can't help but smile when he smiles. He has a gorgeous smile, and he has that presence of just calmness and soothing. But he was telling me, you know what? It's okay. Like Dorian Virtue said, you know, we're not here to compete. There's enough to be of service for everybody all around the whole entire universe, you know. So when it's time for me to come back, it's time for me to come back. Then it's okay. It's when it's time, it's time. And in the interim, I'm growing and learning, and I'm actually honing my skills because I'm connecting more now with the angels than ever because it's a 24/7 thing, you know. I think what I wanted to share, too, with some of you listeners may have already heard this. When I first went into the hospital, this was a year ago for a month when they weren't sure what I had, so many synchronicities, divine synchronicities happened. I was in room number 8, and that's my number. And every time I saw Doreen Virtue and I to stand in line for her autograph, number 8 was my number. You know, after lunch, you come back. I was number, so number 8's been very strong for me for a very, very long time. And then they brought me in to get an MRI, and the technician came out and said, "Hi, my name is Hope." It was either Hope or Faith, and I went, "Oh my God, this is so cool." Then, out of nowhere, this person in, you know, the blue pants and top, looking like maybe she just came out of surgery or something. I'm not sure if she's a doctor, technician. But at that point, I remember praying to the and talking with the fairies, the elementals, to help me, you know, to become more calm and less anxiety and to come on, make me laugh. And this woman said, "Wow, would you look up there?" I looked up, and there was the most gorgeous stained glass in the ceiling. It was dolphins and fairies. It was so beautiful.
Dolphins are very healing. That's very interesting.
Yeah. And I didn't even realize it until she told me. So then when I kept staring at it, I go, "Wow, this is so cool." And then when I looked down to tell her thank you, she was gone. And this is a long hallway with no doors. So I was visited by an angel who just reminded me that look up and then, you know, see the mural, the stained glass. It was just incredible. And now a lot has changed, too. Last year when I was in the hospital, gosh, I remember you could ask an army to my team and the team, my teammates. That was just very anxiety, stressed, all freaking out. Now it's 100% different. I go in and, you know, connect with my Tao, and I just really stay calm. It's just a 100% total difference. So I'm learning even just to handle the most, I guess, painful or challenging times with ease and grace and flow. And it's just incredible how much you can learn from pain and adversity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just really is just incredible. I guess the other things that really happened that were really, I guess, that kind of stood out from some other events was that time when I needed to go to the hospital. At that time, I couldn't even walk anymore. I was just crawling. And I was home alone. So I crawled down the stairs on my tummy and just kind of slid down. And I said, oh, my God, what do I do, Archangel Raphael? Please help me, angels. I looked up, three beautiful angels. And they said, you got to go to the hospital. You got to go now. And I'm on my cell phone with my left hand and the finger punching in the symptoms. And they go, no, you have to go. Because their humor is wonderful. All ascended mm-hmm. masters, archangels, Jesus, everybody has this wonderful sense of humor. So they know me. They're like, stop doing that. That you've got to go. So you got to go now. And, and also one other big thing that I've learned is the giving and the receiving, the yin-yang, the balance, the male-female side. You know how many times the angels had to finally stop me. They were guided, by God to stop me because I always wanted to give. And it wasn't for the accolade or anything because it made me feel good. It took my serotonin levels up. It made me feel like being of service. Well, what happens then is I'm off kilter, I'm off balance. And that was one of the biggest lessons I've learned from this whole entire healing transformation was, okay, if I keep giving, but I'm not receiving, well, now I'm not giving another light worker that option or that opportunity to help me in return. And you have to give and receive 50-50. You do. Oh, it is so true. So they stopped my giving side and said, okay, you're only going to use your receiving side and you have no choice. So this was a big lesson for me. And then guess what else I learned was to reach out and not try to do it all yourself. Don't be superwoman or superman. It's okay to ask for help. Doesn't mean that you're a failure or you're inferior or anything. It's okay. And I learned that when you reach out and ask for help, you do get support. But I also learned that when I did it, I learned that you also have to realize who you're asking support from. Wow, I learned really quick. I was asking the wrong person at one point. Do you see what I'm saying? But you learn. So I learned now the signals and the signs of, okay, when you reach out, you want to make sure it's someone that you sync with, that you connect with, that, it's all just lessons and things that you can share with others, It's just incredible just how much I've learned. And even though it's severely painful and this and that, I can't help but be grateful, so grateful that, of course, I'm still alive and that I'm on my way to really making some really big strides in healing. Even my physical therapist said, I can't believe that they said I'd be in this orthotic shoe for the rest of my life. I can take it off and walk. I have to tell my brain it takes a little bit and I can walk. But I wasn't even supposed to be able to do that. So I'm already making a lot of progress in different ways, So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, you really are. And, the fact that they were telling you, okay, you need to go now. Yeah, we can get caught up in being stubborn and we don't listen to them. And then, of course, they knock on our head or whatever they have to do to get our attention. I remember when I first happened upon Doreen Virtue, it was when I was in, I was very young. I was around 14 or 15 years old. She's been around quite a while. And I was in a bookstore and I was looking at the angel books and all of a sudden I was down on my knees and divine guidance clung to me over the head and fell on the floor. And it was as if, hey, you need to read this, clunk. And I thought, my first response was, well, okay, she's a very interesting psychotherapist who really enjoys analyzing people, and she's really not spiritual. Boy, was I woke up by the next sentence of the paragraph that I read that said she came out of the spiritual closet and did this. You know, she's written a lot of books on being vegan and, you know, eating and how to overcome, you know, certain. And so I thought, wow, this is just fascinating. But then when I saw that they had different training programs, you know, like what you've been through and what have you, I thought, wow, this is really cool stuff. So, I mean, even your story alone, where you, well, I didn't listen to them, and then they had a sense of humor. They really do have a sense of humor, and they will find ways to, you know, make sure it's funny. Here, let me break, let me make your laptop break down so you'll pay attention. Right. Let me crack your screen. One year when I went to Lightworkers, which is a group of spiritual speakers that meet every summer, I took my laptop, and they thought it would be fun to crack my screen. And they're like, here, you need to pay attention. So we're going to crack your screen so you won't get on the laptop. And I thought, why in the world is this happening? What does this mean? And so they have some very unique ways of being very humorous and showing their funny side. And as you said, I don't want to go to the hospital. No, I don't have to. Yes, you really need to. Or, ha, look, you know, we're little leprechauns and we can't get on the laptop. Or fairy, you know, they're in this world. And it's so true, just what you said. You know, we are so into technology that even kids aren't getting outside. And like I said, you know, the reference to the dog would look at me like, really, I need to go for a walk, and this is how I'm getting you out of the house. We'll walk each other. So, you know, there's all sorts of unique things that happen to bring about these circumstances that even you're in, and it really sounds like you're making a wonderful recovery.
Yes, I'm definitely making progress. In fact, talking about going outside and especially as an empath and a mer fairy, you know, an elemental, I totally need the outdoors and hug a tree and sit outside and talk to the birds and the animals and the power animals. And I'll tell you, there were so many months that I didn't go outside that I'm now taking vitamin D, prescription vitamin D, because they can make him like 50,000 IU. I mean, I literally, because I... and I could tell the difference. Now I make sure that I get outside. And, well, of course, one part there I was kind of weak where I couldn't. But now I'm being able to take the walker or the cane and getting outside. And, oh, I just want to share this with everybody. I make sure that when I go over the rocks or in, you know, the grass, I always let the fairies know I'm coming through. You know, because I don't want to, you know, startle them to step on
them. That's always very important, because you don't want to step on a fairy. And I know a lot of shows we don't really discuss that, but when I go outside, I go, okay, so, hey, little guardian angels and little fairies and gnomes and everybody, I am coming and I am here, and I want you to know that I'm here. And a lot of people say, well, who's angels are animals, you know, what kind of angels do animals have? And it really is that elemental world that, you know, you and I really connect to. You know, they protect the cats and the dogs and the birds and everything else.
Yes, very much so. Yes, exactly. They do. And I tell you, the fairies are constantly, and all the elementals are constantly playing with my cats. It gets to the point, I should videotape it, my cat Chakra is constantly running back and forth and just meow, because they're nipping at, they're like, you know, teasing them and poking them. He's just jumping up and down, going crazy, you know, running all over the house. So it's pretty funny. I say, okay, good. It's not at me. It's at somebody else. It's their turn.
Well, the cats see them. I have my yoga teacher has a black cat, and I've talked to him, and he'll tell me, yeah, I asked the fairies for healing, and I tell you when I need healing, too. You know, he's a very funny black cat named Zen, you know, like your cat's named Chakra, and then, you know, many animals will tell me when there are fairies around, oh, you know, I see a fairy, or I see a spirit, or I see this. And it's very fun just to go outside and commune with them. I mean, even the water, you know, where the people are like, well, are there mermaids in there? Sure there are, just like there are dolphins and everything else. That energy is in there protecting, you know, the water and the trees and all of that that we have. Nature's Blessings.
Oh, I love watching and connecting with the angels through my cat's eyes because they are so intuitive. They are, their sixth sense is just incredible. Their telepathic abilities are, you know, top notch. And I just love just to watch them connect with the angels and the fairies and just through their eyes, you know. And it's just so beautiful to see because they're so much more highly evolved and spiritually than a lot of people realize. I mean, all animals are, you know. And it's just pretty incredible. I love watching it. I do.
Absolutely. And, you know, it sounds like you are just really coming into where you need to be and, you know, you're making great progress. And I love what you're sharing about animals and laughter and being outside because those are the things that we need to do, especially when it's pretty out. We need to, and which I'm going to do today also, is go outside and walk and make sure I connect with, you know, nature and the trees and all of that. You know, we all need to do that as much as we can because that outdoor energy is very good for all of us. And that's huge that you're getting out there, you're communing with nature and you're talking to the fairies and the angels and everything that's out there in the birds and in the trees.
And also talking about the animals and our, you know, the spiritual support team, the angels and the archangels and such. I have a little patio that's enclosed. It has lattice, so the kitties, my two cats, Chakra and Rocky, can see outside. So each morning we go outside and we do this little ritual. I said, okay, everybody. I said, okay, you know, Rocky and Chakra, let's all cut our cords. And so I go to them and I go around them, cut their cords. We ask Archangel Michael, you know, to please clear them and then, you know, vacuum out anything that needs to be that's toxic or, you know, that's not, doesn't, you know, serve our highest good. And then I, you know, we fill it with love and light. And then we send love and light to the recipient of those cords that are cut. And then I make sure that we enclose ourselves in a pink bubble from Archangel Jophiel. So I say, okay, you're in your pink bubble? Okay, great. And then I make sure that we cover that with the Teflon shield, which, you know, from Saint Germain and God, and that just like a lead shield, you know, like lead. So that's another protection. And I said, okay, we have to get our grounding cord through our pawpaws and our claws and our hands and our feet. Get the grounding cord, pick your favorite color. Mine's black. And I tell them, pick your favorite colors. And let's take the cords and go all the way down into Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, go around a big boulder and come right back up through our pawpaws and claws and through my hands and feet. And we're grounded and we're shielded and we're protected. Oh, thank you. You know, and then we just do this little, you know, grounding, clearing and shielding and protecting this, our little ritual we do every day. So that's kind of nice. And they really love it. And
that sounds like a really good ritual for all of us to do in the morning, is to go outside and to, or even in the middle of the day, you know, but a morning routine would be good to get up, you know, and go outside and, you know, pick your color and cut your cords and see the color and go through that exercise. That sounds like a very good idea.
Especially as light workers, we're sensitive, and especially if you're an empath. If you're, say, a crystal child, a crystal adult, indigo, and, you know, if you're even more sensitive, you have to, you know, shield and clear several times a day, you know. So I make sure that I try to do it at least, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a day, depending on, you know, the situation and sometimes where I am, I'm at, you know, to pick up energies, you know, from other people, animals, and buildings, and, you know, material objects, and all kinds of stuff. So we just have to make sure that we do the grounding and shielding and clearing, and just to keep ourselves, you know, I guess you could say toxic free in that aspect, you know, and just clear and a little more balanced and focused and happier. Enjoy grace and flow and ease, you know, that kind of thing. Balance, bliss, all those kinds of, I love all those words. And they just really, you know, really help me a lot. So
that's really cool. And that sounds like something we should all do. So people can go back and listen to your description of the exercise and maybe apply that to their daily routine. That's a really exciting idea.
And I also love to do, which I got from one of my dear friends and mentors, Alejandra. I love doing, I always say with the kiddies, okay, let's call upon the archangels of the four corners to place a golden pyramid of protection in this room. And what I do is I say, in every room in our home and in the front yard and the backyard, Archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael at the capstone. So we place the golden pyramid of protection so that that way the whole, you know, the four corners of the whole entire room is completely protected and only the highest of love and light can get through. So I do that a lot with the kiddies, you know, when they go outside in their little, you know, patio area, or, you know, just when I feel this energy of negativity or something, you know, of lower energy, I make sure I do that. And, of course, I'm constantly talking to Archangel Michael, the Band of Mercy, placing Band of Mercy angels at each door and window. You know, I mean, I don't go crazy like, oh, but they know I do it daily, a couple times a day, and especially if it's needed. You know, especially when you go to a hospital or to a crowded amphitheater or just somewhere where there's all kinds of, you know, things
going
on.
Absolutely. Or I was
going to
say, even when you're on an airplane and you're traveling,
yes,
sometimes what would be good is to put, like what I do is I ask one to be at the front of the plane, one to be at the back of the plane, one to be, you know, on each wing, you know, and kind of around us. Like I remember traveling somewhere one time and I had someone who was just so nervous and I could feel it and I'm going, oh no, that's not good at all. So what I do is I send them an angel too, and I'll ask, you know, for them to, you know, come in and release that, and it makes a big difference.
Oh, absolutely. I can just sense and feel the angel's wings so massive just underneath the plane. But you know what? Ever since 9/11, I used to fly constantly. Oh, gosh, a couple times a year, vacations or whatnot. I think I've flown maybe twice, if that, since 9/11. All of a sudden, I got this fear now. And so I guess you'll have to come with me because I want to go to India so bad. And somebody has to come with me that can calm me down and sleep.
Well, there you go, because that's one of my favorite things to do. And, you know, I've also taken a lot of healing classes, and I send, you know, the healing out there to other people. I think that's really how we got in sync with each other in the beginning, was like when you were talking about what you were going through and I was sending, you know, the angels. And my yoga teacher, Suzanne, was asking, what angels do you call on when you're trying to, you know, surround the house with the pyramids?
Oh, archangels, Michael, Ariel, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael at the capstone.
Perfect. Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael?
Yeah, and Archangel Raphael is at the capstone, like at the tip of the pyramid. So that's enclosed all the way, you know, it's completely. And then Mother
Earth,
underneath, Mother Earth, Mother Gaia is underneath, you know, grounding. So you're completely. And I do it. I even do it in the four corners of our community, my community. You know?
That's a great idea. I really like that exercise. That's very cool. I know there are a lot of manifesting exercises and other things you can do. I think that is so neat that you have been through, you know, so much training and you've learned so much, and then you have your own story. I hope that you will actually write about it and maybe, or have someone, you know, kind of write a book about, you know, so many things that you've been through, because, you know, I look at your story and I think about how, you know, the angels have really brought you back. You know, you're sort of like a walking angel yourself, you know, to teach people how to, you know, come through certain things. And your story is just so touching that, you know, it'll have to be published in a book one of these days. I've actually seen you with a book, so that'll be exciting.
And I do want to share this with everyone, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what it is, whatever challenge, obstacle, or any kind of painful situation, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, that always remember that you are so beautiful, so strong and courageous, and remember what you've done opposed to what you haven't done. some doctors just last week said, you are so strong and courageous. I said, what? And it took me a while. I was like, whoa. You see what I mean? We don't realize because we always think about, oh, what we didn't do. Oh, no, I'm not on Facebook. I'm not being of service right now. But what did I do? I got out of bed. I went to the doctors. I did, you know what I mean? So just remember what you've done opposed to what you haven't done. Just and applaud and clap and celebrate that each and every one of us has something to offer and give, and that we do something every day and we probably don't even realize it. Just remember that. Just remember everything that you've done. Just by being here and being part of your program, Amanda, and just feeling the energy of your listeners. I mean, this is what you've done for me. It's so healing. It's wonderful to be part of this and to be part of this with, you know, peace and unity and sisters and brotherhood, you know, all over the universe.
Well, you know, your story is so important for people to hear. And, you know, I know a lot of people probably don't really realize what, you know, you and I have been through together. I mean, I've had my own struggles as well. Those who know me know that, and those who know you know that. But mm-hmm. I think what they don't know is just how much we've really been through together. I mean, and I mean that in a really good way, because you know, we really are angel sisters. You know, I found you right when I started into the, wow, angel practitioners are awesome, you know, and I know how to do this, and this is cool. And, you know, your story is so empowering for other people to hear. I mean, it would just give them a motivation of hope and, you know, guidance and all that. So it's huge. And I enjoy the fact that, you know, you're here and that you're able to share your story and your experiences and what you've been through, you know, with everyone, because your strength and, you know, your ability to just, you know, okay, I have to go through this, but I'm just going to run at it anyway, you know, is really huge. And it's a great example of what my yoga teacher also puts me through on Fridays when she, you know, says, come on, go get them. And, you know, that's what she does to me too, is she puts me in this, okay, Amanda, I know you can do this attitude too. And so I'm running at it like you are. And it's huge for anybody that you can overcome pretty much anything and everything that you need to overcome, you know, and that's really your message to everybody out there, and that's huge. So do you want to take some callers and some questions today?
Sure. And I did want to, yes, you bet. I did want to share one other thing. When something just, this is what helped me through this, when something challenging or obstacle or anything that happens, what I try to think of is, instead of getting immediately, oh, why me, oh, woe is me, or get mad or angry or whatever, I say, ooh, what are the angels telling me? What am I going to learn? What's the divine lesson or self-growth, or what's, you know, think of it that way. Think of it as a good thing, a positive thing, and what you're getting and the signs you're receiving, instead of getting mad or sorry for yourself or why me or that kind of thing. So I just wanted to share that real quick, because I noticed that when I flipped that and I went from, you know, anger and sadness to joy and to curiosity and to wanting to learn. And when you do that, boy, what a difference. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, like Dr. Dyer says, and it really does
you
work.
You really do, and I'm glad that you took that from Dr. Wayne Dyer, because that's so true. You know, oftentimes I find the same thing. When I'm very frustrated, you know, somebody will feel my low vibe and go, oh, I don't like that. You know, I'm not happy with you, and I'm not going to let you fall into the hole. And I'm like, okay. Sometimes mm-hmm. I have to go through the emotion, or sometimes I have to express it. But as soon as I find a way into healing, you know, it's a little easier. And I know you and I both are very sensitive souls. I think that's why we both are so sisterly. I mean, that's how I feel. It's like we're very close angel sisters. And,
right.
You know, we've both been through quite a bit, and you've been through a whole lot. And you're such an angel to be standing. You know, it really is a miracle, like the doctors say, but it's in the things that you applied. You know, it's in all the things that you worked with and applied to your situation to make it easier. And, you know, I just want to say thank you for your strength. You know, it takes real strength and courage and you know, commitment and all of that to go through everything that you've been through. And I want to thank you for coming on the show too early. Do you have a way for people to reach you if they would like to get in contact with you? I know that they can find you on Facebook.
Right, definitely on Facebook. And like I said, I haven't been on in a couple months, and I probably won't be on for another month or so. So I apologize now if I don't get back to you right away. I'm going to give my email as well, goldenangel1103@gmail.com, which is easy to remember because it's Golden Angel, and the 1103 is my birthday, November 3rd. So goldenangel1103@gmail.com. Or I have another email, angelsexist@gmail.com. And then my phone number, I have unlimited minute stuff because I can wear my Bluetooth and it's easier to call. I wish I could call India. I want to talk to Narmada. But anyhow, but I have unlimited minutes in the United States, and I might not get it right away, but I could get back to you. But my number is 702-557-0337.
Okay, awesome. So we have a question here from RM879, and this is our first question. And they said that they had an interview a couple of weeks ago, and it went great. What kind of insight do you see from the employer? They've been applying for other jobs, and they're not so hung up on the opportunity, but they're hoping for some good possibilities.
Now, so I want to make sure I'm getting the question right. They're looking for other things, but they're really wanting the...
I think they're really wanting this job. What insight do you see from this employer where they applied for this job? Their name is RM879, so RM, just from the chat room.
Right away, the angels show me is connection, meaning keep the connection open with the employer. If they haven't written a thank you note, a lot of times you can do it at email now or fax or handwritten or typed, and send it. The myriad of ways you can. And, thank you for, the interview. And I look forward to, hearing from you or, make it, very honesty. It really does work. I mean, I agree with the angels and the honesty part.
I actually agree with the angels, too. It feels really good, but I think a letter of some kind of a card or something would be, really helpful for this. And it would open up the channels even more for you, RM879, and it would make things a lot easier. And, you can email me also. I'm running some specials with readings. My email is starwaya@hotmail.com. And like I said, I'm really agreeing with, the angels on that as well. And, Lori, look her up as well. She's amazing. RM879 just said that they wrote a note. So, I would just say keep going forward. Don't strive for less. Keep moving.
Right. And I would keep calling upon, your angels and whoever your spiritual support team is. There may be certain ascended masters that you connect with, or with me, with New Beginnings is Lord Ganesha. And I love doing his mantra, which I do a few times a day, and things change totally around. But anyhow, I would just try to keep in contact. Not enough to where, they get annoyed or anything, but if you remember, say something that happened like during the interview, something maybe funny or something that was, your granddaughter graduated or, so maybe the next time you, whether you talk to them or write to them, add something personal, and then they're going to go, wow, this person is very attentive. They're, they're organized. They have a memory that's really kind and compassionate. That kind of thing too doesn't hurt. But don't let the other door shut either. You'd be surprised that, it's a big world, but it's also small. If you start going to the other interviews, it probably will get back to this other employer, and they may say, we better get this person before we
get this opportunity.
Yeah, we
better get this person started before, you know, something.
Yeah, before they go, someone else takes them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it doesn't, you know, do that, then you're going to find, I'm seeing like a road, you're going to find your way back to this company somehow. You know, oh gosh, I'm seeing you at a table and this company is sitting across. So you're going to work with them, whether it's with them or through another company, you'll still be in contact with them. That's kind of cool.
That's very cool. Okay, now this person has been patiently waiting for a little while, so we're going to go in and take our first caller, which is 847. You're on with Amanda and Lori. How are you?
Hi, thank you. I'm Jill.
Hi, Jill.
How
can we help you?
I was listening, and you mentioned Baba G. Is that Baba Haridas?
It's Mavahatar Babaji.
Yeah.
Yes. And he, basically is not going to leave the world and go and ascend to heaven until everyone is completely healed and ascended and.
Oh, he's still alive.
Yes. Yes. And still in the world in, you know, in the context of that, how do I explain this? In the context that he is here, not in the, I want to say physical sense where you touch him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But his energies are here, and he's not going to leave until every single person, animal, plant, mineral, whatever, everyone is healthy, happy, abundant, and safe. And yes, he's just.
Was
he
the one that lived up in Santa Cruz?
He lived in the caves of, I had this all, in my head. Now that you're asking me, my mind's going,
that's okay. I'm just wondering if it's the same person.
I don't honestly know about the Santa Cruz. I know that it was the, in India is where, was in a lot of times he would be in the caves. A lot of times, you know, he would just meditate for days and days and days and days. And, to get blessings from Babaji is just incredible. Your whole body just call upon him and just please, you know, send me your blessings. And it's just incredible. And he also is, you know, responsible for a big part of yoga. And if you, you know, look online and see some of the pictures of him, there's some, you know, actual pictures of him too, not just, you know, the artist rendition. So, yeah, I would definitely look him up. He's just incredible. In fact, he was the one. When I started doing webinars for the Online Lightworkers Oasis, I said, I love doing meditations, but there's no way that I can do one and have people be part of it. And he instructed, you know, he said, you are going to do it and you can do it. And he literally would not stood over me and said, you're going to do this. And they said, wow, he is so loving, but yet very compassionate and kind, and he believes in me. You know, he believes in you, he believes in all of us, and he really does it in a really soft, mannered way. He says, you can do it, you can do it. Next thing I know, there I am doing, you know, channeling meditations, and it was just incredible. Yeah, that just, he's incredible.
Did he talk, or was he a silent monk?
Well, see, with everybody, and Amanda can, you know, fill you in on this, on how every person is different. You may hear, you may feel, you may,
but
you know,
he actually,
see.
Okay.
I was clairvoyant where I could see him, and
right.
Then it was like telepathic where I just knew. I didn't hear the actual words, but I knew exactly we connected, and I knew exactly what he was saying. You know,
yeah. He didn't actually speak to you, because I think what she was saying is, did he actually have the voice? I feel like he had telepathy with you.
Right, exactly.
Right,
exactly.
The one that I knew took a vow not to speak.
Of silence. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and a lot of times the clairaudience is called in with the ear, you know, when you hear it. It's, you know, usually, well, at least in my experience, I haven't really heard, I don't, that's not one of my strong clair, you know, clairs, as they call them. I don't hear a lot of the auditory, you know, words, and it's usually, like during Virtus, she had the warning, you know, from her angels, you know.
Mm-hmm. In her head, she could hear.
She could hear.
And
right.
the vow of silence, you know, I think if the monk made a vow of silence, that, you know, you can always hear thoughts and still a vow of silence. You're just hearing the thoughts that are manifesting through the person telepathy, so they can talk that way to you. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Okay, I have a... Okay, do I need to ask a question or can you give me a message?
I'm guided to see, because the forefront of this whole... I feel this whole program was about healing. And we can heal not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. I'm guided to pick a card for you from Healing with the Angels.
Okay. Death. Can you pull a card for me?
You bet. That's exactly what Babaji wants to. And there's this really incredible, online, there's an incredible PDF for free about Babaji. You just Google him. It's just incredible. All about his whole life and just... Yeah. Oops. Okay, let me just pull them out here. Okay, here it is. Turned over. Well, they want two. Okay, the angels and Babaji have two for you. Thank you. Okay, the first one is Divine Guidance. Oh, God, that is wonderful. And the angels and Babaji. Babaji is very connected with you. Do you do yoga or chair yoga or any kind of yoga?
No.
And you know what? Start with chair yoga. I'm guided just, that's just something, and you'll see the type of readings that they come in and fly in. I mean, not literally fly, but I get messages as we go along. But really, you benefit from yoga. And like myself, when I get strong enough, I'm going to start with chair yoga, you know. But definitely, he's guiding you to start with yoga in some context. Even, oh, gosh, there's laughter clubs with yoga. You can join the laughter clubs. You can look that online, too. Or you can, you know, email me or something. I can send you the links. But definitely try to start something with yoga. And chair yoga is... You know, simpler, you know, on your body if you've never done it before, and then you can, you know, go from there. But your first card is Divine Guidance, and the angels are connecting with you and saying, just please always listen, and no matter what it takes, you know, just be in the moment and write down everything that you feel, you hear, you see, you smell, and then if you don't get it, go back to it the next day, because it's going to make sense. You see the same number several times, that's a sign. Or if you see a word on TV or on a billboard, it's a sign. But Divine Guidance, they are totally surrounding you and helping you, but you have to open, meaning be open to it. Be open. It keeps you in the, you can't see what I'm doing, but their hands are going like this, open. You got to be open to it and know that, they're not giving up on you. They're saying, "You once you listen to their divine guidance, oh my gosh, all kinds of opportunities, and it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful."
I keep hearing the breathing for her with the yoga, and also the meditation is coming in with the yoga. Like those are steps she needs to take.
Oh, yeah, and you might want to check out, this is also what I'm getting, too. Thank you, Amanda. That also what I got with the breathing is look up yoga wedges or fitness wedge, foam wedge, yoga wedge, and it's a little, looks like a wedge cheese in a way, but they're, you know, foam or they're vinyl, and you can sit on it and you kind of sit upward and you have an easier time breathing, not just breathing for your meditation, but just breathing while you're sleeping. And it's something like Amanda said, something with the breathing. So definitely, I have one myself because of my spine. They're wonderful. Thank you. Babaji said, yeah, then you can use it for yoga too when you get to that point, because it helps you with the strength and endurance. But yeah, look up yoga wedge or fitness wedge or bed wedge, foam wedge. They're incredible. And the second card is friendship. And wow. They're showing me a crossroad, okay? That means the crisscross, okay? There's two roads and they're crisscrossing. And there's one road is a little bit of pain, one is total joy. And it doesn't mean that anything's totally wrong, but there's a friendship that needs to be rekindled.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that it's okay they're merging the road joy with the other road, and they're coming to one road. You know, it's coming into one. So you have to take that road and have the strength and the courage and know that, you know, life is so short, that this is special and it's deep in your heart and soul, and go down that road and mend and forgive and accept and do what's right in your heart. And that's the messages I've got for you from the angels and Babaji.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Thank you.
You too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Angel blessings.
All right, our next caller is area code 917. Here I'm with Amanda and Lori. How are you?
Thank you, Beth. Good afternoon. How are you, Amanda? And thank you for having your show today.
Hi, how can we help you?
Yes, I would like to know what you said about my boyfriend, Michael, and our relationship, and anything else you'd like to know.
I just heard part of it. I'm sorry. What's your name?
Tina, and I would like to know about my boyfriend, Michael, and our relationship.
Okay. Tina, you want to know about Michael? Is that what you said?
Yes, please.
Okay, sorry. Yes. She's cutting him out. Okay, so we're going to use the power of the name. Let's see. Does he go by Michael or Mike?
Both, but his name is Michael.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. The angels are the name right away. Kind of made my heart chakra hurt a little bit, like pain, like sadness, like possibly settling, you know, for less than you deserve. Not that this person's wrong or right. The judgment is we're free of judgment here. Everyone's journey is between God and themselves. No one's right or wrong. It's just, the energy is kind of, is a little bit sadness. So the relationship need to definitely, they're showing urgency because, you know, life is short to decide right now, you know what I mean, not right this second, but when you get off and decide that, okay, do you really think this is going to work out? Because they're saying that there's too much pain. They want that pain to go away. They you know, you don't need to settle, and you're too special and beautiful and wonderful to settle. And that's what I'm getting when I hear the power of the name Michael with your name. That's what I'm getting from the angels.
Are they saying that he's sad about something?
What's that?
Are they saying that he's sad? Are you saying he's sad about something?
Did he say something?
I think
are
he's
you saying,
saying
that he's sad
are
about
you
something?
Saying that he's sad about something?
Oh, no. The angels are picking up that there's some sadness that they feel is within this relationship, meaning that it could be a little bit of animosity too. There's a little bit of sadness. They feel it's in your They're showing me your heart chakra, you, Tina.
We just started dating, and he was just being a little quiet. So, yeah, I was just trying to see what was wrong with him.
Mm-hmm. And I would definitely just have to, definitely open up and just talk, because there's some sort of lingering, pain or not really anger, but just maybe bitterness, and not necessarily with you, but there's something that's going to be a conflict. So you need to address it, especially with a new relationship, address it immediately to know, you know, if you continue on. And you'll know, you'll feel it in your heart, you'll feel it.
But is this something we've just started dating? Is this something that he's going through within himself?
Right now what's happening is, from what I'm getting, is that with the power of the name, this is a union that can have turmoil if it's not brought out in the open. So yeah, so that you, but meaning causing you pain if it's not talked about with, you know, trust and communication. So there's like I said, it's not that he's right or wrong or something, but there's something that's deep inside that he's wanting to connect with you about. And you need to connect with him and talk with him about it. And it can be as simple as, is there anything you want to share with me? Because, you can tell me anything. Something like that is as simple as that.
I think it's something from his past, Laura. I think you hit the nail on the head, but I also think that it's something that he's not shared with her yet that's bothering her, and that's where you're picking up the heart chakra, because I was picking it up too, and I'm going, wow, they really need to communicate, because there's some sort of deep hurt that he's had, and so he's sort of shied away from it, and he's not communicating, and he needs to become more clear about that. You're hitting the nail on the head.
Yeah, because if he doesn't, cleanse it and, bring it out in the open, then the relationship could falter, because he didn't, get it out, and you need to, support him and let him know that it's okay, and that you're free of judgment, and that you can, tell me anything, say, that kind of thing. Yep, exactly, Amanda.
Yeah, I think he went through something, because we just started dating. It's only been like 6 weeks, so nothing happened between us. I know it's something within him, so that's why I was just trying to find out.
Right, and only you can find that out from, and you know what I do a lot too is I talk to the person's angels. I ask my angels, please talk to, say, for example, Michael's angels, and please connect us so that we can, connect on this and get through it. And, so it's okay to talk to the other person's angels and ask for help. So that really helps
you.
Yeah. Call upon his angels and then connect with your angels and have everybody get together. That's what I do. And boy, it's incredible how fast things just get settled and works out. It's incredible.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. Somebody or something must have hurt him in his past. Absolutely. But I love him enough to
hear. It was pretty bad. It's sort of like a sword going through him, just piercing his heart.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that again, Amanda.
A sword, like in the movies where you see the knight piercing the sword in the heart. That's almost the visual I get.
Yeah. And that's, and then there's that's probably where I'm getting that. Like bitter rage also, because how many times, because we're human, when someone maybe hurts us, what do? We go through the stages of grief, we have anger, and then we have sadness, So not that he's a bad person, not that he's anything wrong, it's just that somehow, somebody may have, hurt him, and then he had that stage of anger, or then of course all the stages of grief,
Was it family? Was it his mom or family, or was it a girlfriend?
I think it was a past girlfriend. I mean, there's some stuff going on in the family too, but I'm gonna hit it where Lori got it. I think it's mainly the girlfriend, but there's some family issues to it too.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, maybe since I'm a minister, so maybe it was meant for me to come and help him break through that.
Yes, and there's no coincidences. So this is definitely divine synchronicity, divine timing, divine connection, definitely.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, do you get a time in that he's going to open up, or should I do it?
You.
Yeah, definitely. You.
Especially because you're a minister, and you're, and it's okay to, because I'm getting that, you know, he's closed up about it so much that if, you know, has anyone ever, like, you know, for example, come up to you and said, oh, you know, let's talk about it. With, you know how much easier it is when someone asks you, you know what I mean, than to tell them. And then that shows love, support, encouragement, you know, that kind of thing. And you can do it in bits and pieces. You know, you don't have to do it all at once. Just kind of say, I'm always here for you.
He lives about an hour away from me. So, and he said he doesn't really like talking on the phone. So,
do you have Skype?
Yes, I do.
Does he have Skype?
Yes.
Well, you could do it that way. And I mean,
okay,
that might be okay. You know, that might do it.
Yeah, he's really hurting. When I went down there to spend the night, he made me watch The Notebook. So yeah, I think he is trying to heal something, and he's just a little afraid.
Right. Oh. And in being a minister, you're going to come from a loving, awesome place of, you know, free of judgment. It's going to be awesome, and he'll totally be so appreciative, I believe, and, you know, and open up, and it'll be just a union of just complete love and compassion. That's really cool.
And, you know, it's ironic. It's funny how money doesn't make people happy, because he's actually a millionaire. But it's, you know, funny how he just keeps it inside, and he's a comedian, so he, you know, makes other people happy, but maybe he's covering up the way he's lacking inside.
Right, that balance, you know, you have to have that balance. You got to, you know, laugh too, and, you know, yeah.
He's so fine. Oh, okay, well, as long as it wasn't me, thank you so much, ladies.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling, Tina.
Yes, thank you. Angel blessings.
Angel blessings. Okay, our next person is area code 541. You're on with Amanda and Lori. How are you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I knew I was next. I was going, okay, I'm ready now.
Intuitive.
My name is Annalisa, and before I ask my question, I just wanted to comment about cats and how aware they are. And sometimes when I'm leaving my cat, I will tell her to play with her angels, you know, because I know she's always
wonderful
when I leave her.
That's
and so
cute.
And then she'll look around the room, and then she'll look back at me, you know. But I can always tell when there's somebody around, because she'll just all of a sudden look across the room, or, you know, just follow somebody, and I can kind of feel their energy and kind of sense where they are, but I can't see them. And I don't know who it is, but she certainly can.
Right, and you can always tell by the way that they react. If their fur goes up, if they, you know, and their sixth sense, they're, you know, they'll let you know if it's, you know, lower energy or high energy, and they're very just incredible sixth sense, intuitive. They're just highly evolved spiritually. They're incredible.
Yeah. She's a blessing to me. So, but I wanted to ask also about relationship, because I've met a major soulmate, and I believe that we're twin flames. But there's many miles between us. We live in two different states, and I'm just wanting to know where this is going to go, because he's at a place where he's kind of pulling back from me and wanting to date locally, and, you know, doesn't see how we can do this, you know. But our connection is so profound, and he's pulled back, you know, on the heartstrings department. And,
What's his name?
His name is Paul.
Okay. So what I'm getting from the romance angels is that right away, if the fact that, you know, you're expressing this in the way that you're expressing it, and that Paul is pulling back, that is exactly what Paul wants. It's not... because anything's possible, and you can make anything happen. You know, I mean, in this world, I mean, you know what I mean? And
yeah, because he doesn't see how it can happen. You know, he doesn't have that belief system that anything is possible.
Right, so. And you need a the romance angels are taking, like, showing me a hand with another hand, and meaning that that signifies, you know, for me, the sign of you need a spiritual partner or that connects with you and that believes like you do, and then all things, you know, that you wish and manifest and desire and deserve are going to happen. And Paul would have already thought of a way. I could think of 10 ways right now. You know what I mean? So could the romance angels think of, you know, and I think deep in your heart, you know, that if you've shown me their heart, you know, touching your heart, I think you know deep inside that he's already made his decision. But know that there is somebody definitely waiting for you.
Can you see anything about how soon or what, you know, any details about?
I keep seeing the number 45. So I don't know if it's 45 days or maybe someone the age 45 or the address is 45, but I just keep seeing the numbers. Or if it's the number 4 and then the number 5, but I keep seeing those two numbers. So be alert, aware. If you go to someone's house or something and it's, say, the address is 45 something or someone's phone number has 45, just be cognitive of the numbers and just kind of keep a journal and be, you know, aware of those numbers, because that's going to connect you with this special somebody. 45, yeah.
Yeah.
Or four, or five.
I'm sorry? I didn't hear you.
Or 4 or 5, or the combination 45.
Okay. Or it could be a birth date.
Exactly.
Can you tell me why Paul and I met the way that we did? Because it was like I missed a plane and met him on the next plane, and we talked nonstop for 5 hours, and he was like, it was just an amazing connection. It was a setup.
Nothing's a coincidence, as we said earlier, and everybody meets, you know, somebody for some reason, and this what I'm getting from the angels is a lesson of his decision making and strength and courage, and knowing that you need to do what's best for you. Annalisa needs to do what's best for Annalisa, and in his experience and feeling that love, feeling that spark. And can you imagine feeling that spark with somebody who you connect with on all levels? That is going to be, that's what it's all about, and that's what I'm getting from the angels. So that you know that that's possible, and to reach out and know that that is going to happen for you.
Okay. All right. It's good to have clarity, because my heart just kind of keeps going back into, like, well, maybe, you know.
Yeah, it can. Yeah. And I totally agree with Lori on that, too. I'm getting the same kind of impression as she was bringing that through. I'm getting the same exact thing you're getting. So we're right on the same page.
Yeah, so that you could feel love, you know what it's like, and then you know not to settle, you know that you make the decisions best for you, and we all do that sometime in our life. We finally just say, hey, we got to do it, and this way the hurt can start to mend, and you can feel, you know, the true love on all levels, which is going to be totally just euphoric, utopia, and it's just going to be just awesome.
Oh, that's good to know. Thank you. Yeah.
You deserve it.
All right. Well, it was worth waiting a long time to get to you.
All right. Well, glad that we took your call. Thank you.
Okay. Well, have a wonderful blessing. Okay.
You too. Blessings.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is 972. You're on the line with Amanda and Lori. How are you?
Hi, angels. I'm loving your show today, Amanda. As usual, you always put on a beautiful show. And
thank you.
I love your angel, your guest angel. She's so gentle, and my heart goes out to her. You know, I care about her and what she's going through, and you know, and it just I've been there and done it a few times, and I just have nothing but feel for you. You know,
Thank you so much, heart and
sending you nurturing, you know, times, nurturing energy to nurture yourself during the roller coaster wave,
right.
You know. But my
right.
question is, I am moving to Arizona, and in about 10 weeks, about 2.5 months now, and with my love, I got my soulmate, thank God, and I want to know if you see me staying with my company, the same company I'm with right now, or changing before I leave. Will I change companies, or will I still have the same job, like almost like they granted me a transfer there when I get there?
Wow, that's a big one. They're just
it is. That's a biggie.
Well, they're just throwing up confetti, like out of buckets, just woo, woo. Okay. The first thing is they want to know in your heart, what do you want? They keep going like this. I wish you could see.
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want?
Well, I love the people I work for are so kind. It's so refreshing for a change. I've really attracted some caring employers. At the same time, I'm curious about something that resonates more with my beauty side and like skincare sales and not necessarily hospital sales that I've been doing. I'm putting some feelers out. I've been sending some resumes out just to see who bites, kind of like fishing, you know, to see if anybody
right.
bites. But honestly, even if my boss, if I stayed where I'm at, I'd be grateful, you know. But at the same time, there's that curiosity. What else? What else could there be that spirit wants me to flourish in?
Right. And that's definitely a divine nudge, a big time. And do it. There's no harm in doing that at all. Definitely. Definitely send out the resumes. Definitely go for some interviews. Definitely. Because it's a passion and it resonates. You definitely, and you know what, if it, you know, I can feel the energy and how it resonates with you and the happiness and the joy. And guess what? These people, these friends, these coworkers will always be there. So if it's something, this is the way I look at it, if it's something that resonates with you, your life is going to be even more pleasurable, more abundant, and just everything is going to be so peaceful and balanced that everything is going to go up a notch. So you're going to still maintain your friendship with these people and then still have your job that you really absolutely love and resonate with. There's no harm in trying and seeing what it's like, because then you might regret not trying.
Yeah, because if there's something better, but also... Only if I took something new, you know, like I can see myself calling on dermatologists and spas, you know. I'm talking about a salaried position, not a, you know what I mean, not a direct marketing program. It's a salaried. So actually, there was one for a company where I'd be training their sales team. That's my dream, to share what I already know and help others be successful. Train the sales team to go out and sell to the dermatologist. That's what it is. If that company called me, I'd take it in a heartbeat.
Amanda, my phone cut out, so I only heard the last couple of words she said, so you're going to have to take from
okay,
where...
Okay, you know, mine did the same thing. So what was your question to her, Audrey?
Oh, yeah. The question is, Amanda, bottom line, is there going to be something I like better that I take before I leave that I have lined up to start when I get there? Or do you just see me continuing on for Bill? That's probably the easiest way to ask.
Okay, what do you think, Lori?
The angels right away keep saying that there's time, there's 10 weeks. You need to just honor your inner higher self and go for this, leave some resumes out and just, connect with it and find out. You need to just, because, you know, like you said, I mean, you're never going to know. There's no harm. The angels are like, they're throwing resumes at me now. Okay, cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. Just do it because it's
just
not.
Just do it and see what comes back, right? Just see what manifests.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in some kind of manifestation mode. That's what it is.
Right. You can hear the passion in your voice when you speak about it. And then those are all signs. That's all angel signs.
I wasn't going to even look, and then all of a sudden I started looking, and I went, oh, my gosh, I would love to do that. I would love to train these people, and, you know, and, oh, I just thought, oh, my gosh, where did this come from? You know, like out of the blue. I mean, I don't know if they'll call me, but you never know until you try, like you said.
Right, and then what you say is, I don't know if they'll call me. They'll be calling me soon.
They love me. They're calling me soon. How's that?
You got it.
Well, thank you both. I love you both, and I wish you the best.
Okay,
thank
you, Audrey.
Okay. Bye bye.
Angel hug.
Bye
bye.
All right. Our last caller is area code 314. You're on with Amanda and Lori. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, Lori. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
My name is Claudia, and I have a question about my career. I am going through a lot of changes right now in my life, and my big question is full-time work and what you see as far as my moving forward and finding full-time work is concerned.
Okay, so you're doing part-time now, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm working part-time, and I make some pretty good money part-time, but I'd like to expand and do more of what I do.
Okay. I'm still getting, I'm seeing the, I don't know why this, but they're showing me a beautiful purse.
Purse.
Yes, okay. And I just go with it. Let me just see what else they're coming through, and then eventually it'll make sense. They're opening the purse, and they're taking money in, money out, money in, money out, money in, money out. I mean, of course, it's not just all about money, but it's about your heart,
uh-huh.
It's about what you want. It's about, oh, gosh, okay. Now, all right, they're so funny. They're taking the purse, and they're walking down the road. Okay, all right. Oh, and they have some keys. Well, this is, hold on, let me get what they're trying to get here. Okay, so they took the keys out. Oh, and it unlocks. Okay, thank you. Okay, wow. You want bigger and better.
I do.
And this makes, well, thank you, Angel. The purse with the money, that's what it's all about. Like Doreen Virtue said, there's abundance for everybody, and there's no guilt, there's no shame, because everyone is compensated for their work, for their talent.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
And then the key, let's start, unlock the door. Go. And don't wait anymore. Just go for it. And the keys, wow, just huge symbolism for just going for it. Go unlock the door. And only you can do that, because someone's not going to come to your door. And we wish that, because that would be a lot easier. You know, knock, knock, you know, let's do this, let's do that here and hand it over. No, you've got to do the steps, the work, you know, and you really want it. You definitely want it. And you definitely deserve it. And you definitely are going to kick, not blood, but you're going to rock. How about that? You're going to rock. So you need to unlock the door. And take that person money and just live an abundant life of health, happiness, joy. Gosh, yes, you just got to go for it. got to go for it. And, okay, thank you. Now they're taking books out of the the purse. They're saying maybe there's concerns that you have of how to do it. Well, then there's all over the, you know, Facebook and the internet. There's webinars. There's free, you know, teleseminars. There's all kinds of workshops and all kinds of seminars and classes and free things at the business center, you know, like the local, you know, your local town or city, the libraries. So there's all kinds of resources, and then seek out a mentor. So if you're wondering, like, that's why they're showing me all these books. If you're wondering how that step's going to occur, how can you do it, that's, you just got to get all your resources. Connect with resources, you know, classes, okay. Seminars, whatever, just, and there's answers. And like I said, there's no coincidences. So you will, when you open up that manifest that, you know, I want it, I deserve it, I desire it, it's going to open way, and then all of a sudden it's just going to start coming to you. You're going to see a class on in your email or free webinar or seminar or something. Even your local libraries, I mean, just all the resources you can think of that has to do with your business or your talents, just look into them, and it'll give you those steps on how to accomplish your full-time position that you really, really, you know, that you really, really need to do, because you're going to rock. You already rock, but it's, I see it's like really huge. It's going to grow, and it's, and the world needs it. So, yeah, that's what I got.
So that's awesome. thank you very, very much. Yeah, I'm a holistic nutritionist and a yoga teacher, and I want to expand what I do into more of the healing modalities. I'd like to do more with healing touch. I'd like to expand and do more with nutrition and
awesome.
Just help and reach a broader base of people. And that's really where I'd like to go with everything I do.
Gosh, and that's what I need right now in my life. That's exactly what I need. I need to know all about that. I need to know about yoga. I need to know about nutrition, you know, with my healing transformation. See? So it's something
uh-huh.
that is totally needed in this world. So,
Yeah, and that's just it. I mean, I recognize that there is a huge need for people who have nutritional knowledge, because it's one of the things that's become a huge disconnect in this country. And I've done talks for universities and college students and, you know, large and small groups of people, and I love standing up in front of people and speaking about nutrition. It's what I'm passionate about. But my biggest challenge has been trying to manifest the income as I have moved forward with it. And I'm going through, like I said, I'm going through a lot. I'm going through a divorce and moving away from a relationship that really doesn't serve my purpose, and looking for a bunch of other alternatives, too, as a way of living. I mean, a lot of divorcees would probably say, you know, what are you doing? You're nuts. But it's, I just would like very much, instead of buying a house or renting an apartment, I'd like very much to rent a multifamily unit, rent out most of it, and have my tenants pay my rent for me, or my mortgage for me. And that way I can defray costs right there. And, you know, I like, oh gosh, I have so many dreams about things that I'd like to do. And I think the biggest challenge that I'm having right now is just figuring out which direction I should go in and where I should really start.
And like I said, all the resources, go to the Small Business Association. I know that we have, where I'm from, in Las Vegas, we have one. I'm not sure where you're from, but they do have that probably in every city. They help, you know, businesses get up and growing and, you know, get off the ground, you know. And then what I'm getting to from the angels is kind of like, lack of a better word, like a Tupperware party kind of thing. Well, like an angel mm-hmm. reading kind of thing. But what you do is you go, you know, to whether it's you go to a church, you know, or a school or friends' homes, and you discuss, and like you said, you love to speak. You talk all about the nutritional, you know, items and stuff that you have, and you have them there to sell. And you have your brochures, your business cards, et cetera. So there's different ways, you know, you might have to do it for free to present it, but then you sell your products there, and then it grows word of mouth, you know, and just keeps going and going and going.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could even do is get it, okay, they're selling me, do CDs or MP3s or something of all your nutritional knowledge, and you can even add pictures and stuff, and you could sell the CDs on, you know, things like that. I mean, just just open up and just manifest it, just because you definitely are, you know, needed, and this is your divine life purpose. It's just, wow. I'm almost speechless because it's just that energy I'm getting from the angels. They're just keep, you know, feeding me stuff, so to speak, telling me stuff. So just go for it and get those
resources.
I will
definitely do that. Thank you so much for your input. I really appreciate it. And best of luck to you on your continued journey towards better life, better health. And
thank you,
Amanda.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Lori, that was our last caller. I want to thank you for the show today and for coming on, and we'll do this again.
It's always a pleasure, girl. My soul sister, love you, and I love all your listeners. And I just want to say thank you to all of you. It's been very healing for me, and you're all my sisters and brothers in peace and love and unity, and I really enjoy myself today, and I want to thank all of you. Thank you, Amanda, too. Very much.
Thank you. We'll see you soon. You take it easy, and we'll do this again. Angel blessings to you and to everybody. Take care.
Good. Namaste.
Bye-bye.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.